Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to TOTMT Talk here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host, Val Carey. I hope everyone is doing fine. We are coming to you from our studios here in Brooklyn, and I'm hoping that the sound is good for you guys. I do see my friend to the show, Kylie Matthews. She's in the chat room. So, Kylie, if you can let me know if the sound is okay, that would be great. But, yes, we are coming to you live from our studios here in Brooklyn. So, ladies, I hope that you're in a comfortable spot. I hope you have a cup of hot stuff, especially if you're here on the East Coast, because it's snowing yet again. Okay, I'm actually sitting with my cup of ginger lemon green tea today. So let me know what you're sipping on. You can let us know by joining us into the chat room. We have a chat room that's up. You can join us in there. And you can definitely jump into the mood talk, the crave talk, the cramp talk, the T-O-T-M tea talk. Join us in the chat room so we can chat it up. And then you can also call in at 323-870-3792. You can dial in to 323-870-3792 if you like to join in the conversation. I believe you will probably have to press the prompt one or something like that, so I'll know that you're in queue with a question. So, ladies, we're still taking letters for our tea bag. You can submit your letters to Tea Talk at itsmytotm.com. And that's T-E-A-T-A-L-K, T-Talk, as in the drink, at itsmytotm.com. I'm looking forward to receiving your letters so that we can read them here on TOTM T-Talk. Okay, so ladies, today is the first day of March. No, it's not the first day of spring yet, but it is the first day of March. And I know a lot of you, as well as myself, may be anxious for spring to roll around. Because we have definitely been getting hit with snow unexpectedly at times. So, but we're still in winter, and I suppose that's what comes with the territory. And as some of you may know, March is National Women's History Month, and I'm sure there are plenty of events this month. It's also National Endometriosis Awareness Month. Ladies, that is very serious. Endometriosis is something that a lot of women suffer from. But one thing that I'm going to just say really quickly is please don't self-diagnose. You cannot self-diagnose yourself with endometriosis. I'm actually going to be participating in a panel discussion in Bridgeport, Connecticut for endometriosis awareness, and I'll be sharing that information with you guys later on. But it's in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And, you know, if you're in the area, I believe it's Saturday, March 22nd, or is that the 21st? Saturday, March 21st. So what has been on my mind lately? The options that are available to girls and women during that time of the month. Because once upon a time, we were told that we couldn't go swimming because the primary product that we used were feminine pads, whether they were homemade pads, whether they were, commercial pads, but you couldn't go swimming because on your TOTM, while you're on your period, because the only thing that women were using at some point in time were pads. And then there was the introduction of tampons. So tampons opened up a new world for a lot of women. They were able to do a lot of different activities that they felt hindered from doing when they were wearing pads. But I've become aware that tampons are not our only internal option. And actually, I've kind of known this for quite some time. But besides wearing tampons, you know, ladies, we can actually wear sponges. We can wear cups, menstrual cups, and even with menstrual cups, there are varieties of menstrual cups. And actually, menstrual cups happen to be my favorite. So you have the option with menstrual cups. There are disposable menstrual cups. They have the soft menstrual cup. And they have that menstrual cup that can probably last you up to 5 years if, in fact, it's properly taken care of. So all these options, in addition to the sanitary napkin, which is what I would believe most of our mothers handed us when we first said, Mom, I think I have my period, or Mom, I'm bleeding, or I don't know exactly what it was that you said to your mom when you first realized that you had your TOTM, and maybe you didn't even realize you had your TOTM, but when you did figure out something, when you knew that you were bleeding, and you, I would say maybe 90% of us went to our mothers, and we said, something's not right here. What did our moms do? She gave us pads. Exactly. She gave us pads. She didn't give us a sponge. She didn't give us a menstrual cup, I would think, for the most of us. If you are one of those ladies that's listening in and you have a mom who is a nouveau mom who's in the know, and when you told her that you had your period and she said, great, let me show you how to use this menstrual cup, or let me show you how to use this tampon, I would love to hear from you. Call us up at 323-870-3792. So which team are you on? And yes, I like to call these teams. I am team variety, as Kylie says. You have team cup. Those are the women who primarily use menstrual cups. Then you have team pad, women who proudly wear sanitary napkins, and that's all they're wearing. You have team tampon and team sponge. I'm team variety because I actually love to switch it up. I'll wear a pad, I'll wear a cup, and, you know, to be quite honest, ladies, I have not worn a sponge yet. I'm going to have to try that. And when I do try it, I'm going to let you guys know how it went. If you guys are on team sponge, I am definitely interested in hearing what you have to say. If you're not listening to this live, if you're online and you're listening to this from our archives and you would still love to join in the conversation, you can do so. You can email us at ttalk@itsmytotm.com. Yeah, I still want to know, which team are you riding with? Are you riding with team cup, team pad, team tampon, or team sponge? Or are you like me, team variety? I like to use more than one product. And you know what? Rightfully so. Your cycle changes throughout the course of your menstruation, your periods. The first 2 days, for me, I know, are normally heavier than my last 2 days. So the first 2 days, my option may be to wear a menstrual cup because my flow is heavier and menstrual cups have capacity to, you know, to actually hold the flow. And then maybe coming towards the end of my cycle, I may want to wear a pad. I may not want to wear a cup. Or I may want to wear a soft cup, because there's a difference between the soft cup and the other cups that are on the market. Okay, so I just want to say hello again to Kylie, who's in the chat room. And for those who are tuning in, if you're on Twitter, I definitely say, you know what, AuntFlo_28, that's AUNTFLO. She is a plethora of information when it comes down to periods, which is why I love her so much. So, ladies, I think it's a wonderful thing that we have all these different choices to be able to choose from when it comes to feminine care. But this is something that we definitely must keep in mind, ladies, especially, you know, women who have children, who have little girls, or about to become young ladies, about to get their TOTMs. Just don't accept anything that they put on the market. Just be mindful. Become familiar with the products that you are using, that you choose to use, and how your body reacts to them. Because tampons may not, and we're going to talk about tampons for a minute, tampons may not be suitable for everyone. Tampons have the ability to absorb your menstrual flow, which is great. That's awesome. But in the same breath, it can also make you dry. It can make you itchy. It can irritate you. So just be really mindful of that. I am not a big proponent of tampons, but if you decide that you're on Team Tampon, because I know there are a lot of women that are riding with Team Tampon, just be careful, be cognizant. I definitely suggest that you choose the tampons that are made from 100% cotton. And I know it may not be as convenient for you to shop for those particular tampons, but trust me, in the long run, it will do you better if you get tampons that are made from 100% cotton. And I'm not talking about the popular brands that say a touch of cotton or a hint of cotton. You're going to look on the box for something that says 100% cotton. And the reason being is because the more commercialized tampons, they pretty much are made from rayon, viscose, or some other material that they have it listed. And those materials are closely, when made into a tampon and used in that eternal way, they're really closely related to toxic shock syndrome, TSS, and you're putting yourself at risk for that. And they even, on the box or maybe there's a pamphlet sometimes on the inside of the tampons, is an informational piece of paper, that they actually say that the usage of tampons is closely related to toxic shock syndrome, which is why you should never fall asleep with your tampon and don't go to sleep with them. Always change them within 4 hours or less. But I definitely advocate for 100% cotton because cases of TSS, toxic shock syndrome, have not been related to 100% cotton tampons from my knowledge. Okay, so Kylie says her 11-year-old is on Team Variety. Awesome. When I was 11 years old, I was not on Team Variety. The only thing that I knew, well, I knew about tampons, but at that point in time, I didn't think that tampons were good for me. And as a matter of fact, when I was 11, I didn't even have my TOTM yet. I got my first TOTM when I was 12 and a half. And at 12 and a half, I knew about tampons, but even still, so I wasn't using them. I don't believe I started using tampons until I was about 14 or 15. And it was primarily, I guess, because I took swimming in high school. And so for a short period of time, I did use tampons. But I no longer use tampons. So that's awesome that your daughter at 11 years old is Team Variety because she's exploring her options. And then she can see which one best suits her. And which one she's most comfortable with. And, of course, as I said before, depending on the day of your TOTM, and for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And I know you may be curious as to what is TOTM. Well, TOTM is your period, time of the month. That's what we call it here. So, once again, thanks for tuning in. So, depending on what day your TOTM is, what you're wearing that day, because if you want to wear an outfit that's really form-fitting or maybe perhaps, depending on what the activity is, if you're going to be really active, you definitely want to choose the type of protection to coincide with your activity, with your outfit. You know, it's just like even when you're not on your TOTM, there are certain pants that you may not wear with a thong because of the way it fits. You may want to wear a pair of briefs or a pair of boy shorts or some other sort of underwear. So I believe that during your time of the month, during your period, unless, of course, you're just strictly Team Pad or strictly Team Tampon or strictly Team Cup, you may use more than one different product. So speaking of cups, How many of you guys out there use menstrual cups besides me? I know you guys know that I use them, love them, advocate for them. I think they're one of the best things since sliced bread. Okay, yeah, you're probably saying she's comparing menstrual cups to sliced bread. But no, honestly and seriously, ladies, the menstrual cup, I believe it gives you so much freedom. And especially for when, once again, for women who actually have heavy flows, I recently introduced a young lady who said that, you know, she would complain that her cycle was really, really heavy and that she would wear a lot of, she would go through numerous pads. So not only is it economical because you purchase this menstrual cup one time and then you can consistently monthly reuse it. The only thing you have to do is just clean it. And so that saves you for, you know, that saves you month after month from buying all of the pads that you normally would be buying, especially if you're heavy, if you're a heavy flower, then you may want to look into the option of getting a menstrual cup. So with menstrual cups, there are two different types. They have, I actually own a Diva cup, and this is a brand, and I'm not promoting any particular brand, although I do own this cup, so I can speak of it. And this is a cup. It's reusable. It's silicone. And you can actually, I believe you can actually keep this cup for up to 5 years or so just by routinely cleaning it. But when you're wearing a menstrual cup, you can wear a cup for a half a day, for 12 hours, and you can actually sleep with it. But then, and that's one type of cup. And then there's another type of cup, which is a soft cup. It's a menstrual cup, but the brand is called Soft Cup. And the reason being is because it's softer than your average menstrual cup. And it kind of resembles a diaphragm. And the cool thing about the soft cup is that, you know, for some women who actually actually get aroused during that time of the month and actually don't mind being intimate during that time of the month, you can actually have messless sex during your TOTM with a menstrual cup. So those are the advantages for menstrual cups. And, you know, TSS, toxic shock syndrome, is not associated with menstrual cups. So not only are you saving money, you're also helping the environment. I don't know if I mentioned that because you're not using as many products that are going to the landfill, right? So you're saving money. You are saving the environment, and you're not putting yourself at risk for toxic shock syndrome. And if you really want to be intimate during that time of the month, you can if you use the soft cup. And the Diva cup, you can be, I'm sure there are forms of intimacy, but as far as intercourse, I probably wouldn't suggest it because the way that the cup is made, there's like a little pointy at the bottom, and that may not be comfortable for your partner. So, but other than that, a Diva cup is excellent, especially if you want to track how much you're flowing. And, you know, you may find that you're flowing a lot and you want to be able to, convey this to your gynecologist, per se. You can actually tell him, you know, he can see how big the cup is and how many, millimeters of fluid it holds. And you can tell him how many times you disposed of your flow from that cup. And then he can see if there's something that he may need, he or she, as your gynecologist, maybe a woman. So there may be something that he or she may need to investigate a little bit further. So, yeah. So those are the pros and cons of menstrual cups. I already told you the con for tampons. The biggest con is that you're putting yourself at risk for toxic shock syndrome. And, of course, you know, not everyone who wears a tampon is going to contract toxic shock syndrome, but I'm just saying buyer beware. The sponge is an interesting, it's an interesting feminine option. and pretty much they're just like regular natural sea sponges. And what you do, you can actually cut them, you know, to your size. You would, you know, squeeze them, insert them into your vaginal cavity to absorb your flow. And then you can take it out, you can rinse it out, squeeze it out, and then reinsert it and use it again. I haven't tried using a sponge yet, so I cannot tell you how that feels or what the pros and cons are, in the sense that if you're a heavy bleeder, I don't know how long it would take for the sponge to actually leak, if it does leak. But you know what? I think that's some research that I need to do for myself and to try it. And I will. And I will report back to you ladies, and you guys can let me know if, in fact, you have tried the sponge and what is it that you like the most about whichever team that you're on, whether you're team sponge, team cup, team pad, team tampon. Why do you choose the feminine product that you've chosen? Is it because it's something that your mother presented to you and that you've never tried any other options and you're not even thinking about any other options? Or did you try several different things and you found this one to be the best one for you? I would definitely love to hear what it is that you have to say and share it with us. You can always email us or you can tweet us on Twitter. Tweet us at MyTOTM and then just hashtag TOTM, hashtag Team Cup, Team Pad, and let us know which team that you're with. Okay, so ladies, it is National Nutrition Month. So March is a really, really big month for women because we have National Women's History Month. We have National Endometriosis Awareness Month, which is really endometriosis is something that I'm going to be talking about all month long, and I'll be sharing some of the tips and symptoms and things that you may not know about endometriosis later on. And hopefully, coming weeks, we'll have a special guest that can share with us some insightful information in regards to endometriosis. But for National Nutrition Month, I'm going to start this month out by highlighting cinnamon. So ladies, especially during your menstrual cycle, I'm going to say cinnamon is one of my go-to TOTM friendly foods. And why do I say that? Because cinnamon, I'm going to put it into my triple threat to PMS category. We already have the bananas in that category. But we're also going to add cinnamon into that category too, because cinnamon actually does help curb your cramps. So if you're ever feeling crampy, you're feeling a little discomfort during your TOTM, try drinking some cinnamon tea. But not only does it help with your cramps, cinnamon also helps regulate your flow. So if you're one of those individuals who actually does have a heavy cycle, and you kind of want to temper the flow a bit, once again, try drinking cinnamon tea. If you don't want to drink cinnamon tea, just add cinnamon incorporate it into some of the things that you eat, whether you're eating oatmeal, which is really good for you in the morning. And oatmeal is good for you, especially during that TOTM, because it has vitamin B6. It helps boost your mood. So these are what I call TOTM-friendly foods. Sprinkle some cinnamon on top of your oatmeal, and that can, you know, one, help with the cramps and possibly help regulate your heavy flow. Our TOTM. I don't know how many of you ladies have noticed during that time of the month, whether it's the days leading up to your TOTM or right during the week of it, you look in the mirror and what do you see? You see pimples, whether it's a red pimple, whether it's a white head. There always seems to be a pimple popping up. And I, as a matter of fact, right now, I think I have about 2 TOTM pimples right on the side of my face because my TOTM is just a couple of days away. So I think I need to drink some cinnamon tea. But cinnamon tea can also help you with those monthly breakouts. So, yes, cramps, regulating flow, and period pimples for today, in honor of National Nutrition Month, we are going to highlight cinnamon. So if you're experiencing any of those things that I just spoke about and you do happen to try cinnamon and it works for you, come back. Come back and let us know. I would definitely to know. All right. Wow. I tell you, 30 minutes is goes by really, really fast. When we first started doing the show, back in 2011, we first started doing a show. We had the show run for 45 minutes on Sundays and 30 minutes on Wednesdays. So as you know, this is, what, our third show back, Kylie? And we're still doing a 30-minute format. But I tell you, I think we're going to have to stretch this back out to 45 minutes soon. So we're going to come back next week at 5 p.m. here on Sunday. So between now and then, don't forget Saturday night. You have to spring forward. So you're going to have to put your clocks forward 1 hour because I don't want you to miss TOTMT Talk. You'll be coming in late to the show thinking that it's 5 o'clock and it's really, I'm not sure. We're springing forward, so yeah. At any rate, spring your clocks forward, okay? And we're going to get an extra hour of sunlight. I want you guys to remember TOTM is about female empowerment through self-awareness, understanding, and information. So I'm here to share information with you, but also it's about knowing yourself. So I employ you to empower yourself and your daughters with the information that you know to be true, but also do your due diligence and do research as well and become more in tune with your body. And you can become more in tune with your body just by sitting back, listening, observing, and journaling. So if you know that your body is experiencing something different that you may not normally experience, whether you're having a heavier flow, whether you're feeling some discomfort, whether you're feeling cramps, whether you're feeling pain, these are the things that you really should be noting and then also taking that to your gynecologist so he or she can better assess it. So I want to thank my friends in the chat room, especially Kylie Creates, Kylie Matthews, who's also known as AuntFlow_28 on Twitter, and everyone who just called in to listen. Next time, guys, why don't you press the 1 and join us in conversation? So I want to thank you for coming back for more TMC Talk. Be sure to come back next week, 5 p.m. Follow us on Twitter. And until next time, I am your TOTM radio show host, Val Carey, and may every TOTM be a so happy one.